Halloween is upon us, sometimes known as Fright Night. I got the scariest tie I could think of to wear today. It's that season for scary movies and haunted houses and jack-o'-lanterns and kids calling out trick-or-treat. And some of these are really harmless in and of themselves. I mean, who doesn't feel for Linus out in the patch waiting for the great pumpkin, right? Yet we cannot escape the fact that Halloween is a holiday built on fear. And it's probably one reason why it's the least favorite of holidays for me. But as we conclude our series, Haunted by Your Past, we're going to conclude by addressing the problem of fear. And unlike the previous issues we've dealt with, shame, guilt, grief, those dealt with our past. Fear is all about our present and our future. So we're taking a little bit of a different perspective this morning. But the good news is we can overcome fear. We do not have to be freaked by fear and have it control our lives. I want to begin with the definition of fear. What do we mean when we talk about fear? Webster defines it as an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by